You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Now to the internet, which is uniformly a disaster, right? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube have been on the defensive for years now over everything from privacy issues to misinformation to radicalizing extremist users to fake news. But one social media network has largely remained a conflict-free zone, LinkedIn. The Microsoft-owned site is where people, for the most part, politely share resumes, network with other professionals, post inspirational achievement-related notes, and represent their jobs. John Herman covers tech and media for the New York Times. He wrote about what's working, no pun intended, at LinkedIn. John, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
So what is LinkedIn doing right?
Well, yeah, I would say it's certainly about work, and that's sort of the key. And so that brings with it fairly rigid expectations for how you're supposed to behave and what types of things you're supposed to talk about. Obviously, there are plenty of exceptions to this, and people get into all kinds of conversations on LinkedIn, but they behave largely as they would in an office place, which is to say, in a deliberate way that you don't see on other social networks.
One other thing you point out in the piece is that LinkedIn is also a bit of a gated community in that a lot of the people who are on that network pay to be there.
Yeah.
So does that mean that it's sort of success in this way can't necessarily be translated to a big free teeming public market?
Yeah, it's an inherently limited environment in what you can do, who you can talk to. It would make a forum for free discussion of ideas fairly dysfunctional. The fact that you have to pay to send messages to people you don't know, that's a blunt force way to at least cut down on certain kinds of conflict and harassment and stuff like that. It has narrowed things down in a way that other social networks don't and honestly can't. That's contrary to their needs.
Mm-hmm. Are there specific chunks, though? Like, as you wrote this, are there specific things that happen on LinkedIn that you think could be translated to Facebook or Twitter or Reddit?
Yeah. You know, this idea that LinkedIn has this sort of normative consensus, we're here for work, there is not this sort of inherent need to promote controversial content. The problem is engagement is how these companies make their money. Attention is how they make their money. On LinkedIn, you know, engagement and attention matter, but there are about 20 ways you can pay for LinkedIn, and they're selling you all the time. Their main business line isn't getting you to spend 5 hours there in an argument. You might say that that is Facebook's main business line, and so that's an option they do have.
Now, all of this said, I can't say I spend a ton of time on LinkedIn. Like, how much would you say you use it?
Oh, very little. But, you know, I'm currently employed and not seeking to change that. LinkedIn just zeroes in on one purpose. And if you have a need for that purpose, that is to talk to your professional peers, to get in touch with a future employer, to suck up to a current employer. If these things are good for you, it's a place where you can spend plenty of time.
Right. But it's sort of like work is work and all the fun happens elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one's wondering where the fun videos are on LinkedIn. I mean, some people try, but the default is corniness. And again, you're sort of in a giant virtual office. You're not really yourself. You're your work self. And that's limiting. And it's not fun. And it has enormous disadvantages generally, but it is what you are at work. And so you're also not there, you know, starting a giant social media war.
John Herman covers tech and media for the New York Times. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on.